husband, Rachel, asked for a little shiur in Yoni Haggadah. I'll be giving another shiur at 2 o'clock, also to my different shiur. To keep this, you know, people. Okay, a general idea regarding the Leil Seder. And it won't be so long. The tour in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh says, Shamati Me'achi Harav Yehuda Tam L'Dover V'fi Shamodim Niskenu Neged Ha'Ovos, that all the Sholosh Regalim, the Torah says, are connected the Gimel Ovos. Pesach connected Avram, the Sivlushi Vasiugos, Pesach Hayah. Shavuos connected Yitzchak, because Shetkiyah Shofar Shal Matan Torah Hayah B'Shofar Me'elu Shal Yitzchak. Sukkos connected Yaakov, the Ksiv Ulmaknei Vasar Sukkos. So these are the Gimel Regalim and the Gimel Ovos. So it comes out that Pesach is Avram Avinu. So I'd like to show some ideas of Avram Avinu in Pesach. So there's a pasuk in Vayera. The pasuk says in Vayera, Vashem Omar. This is by Stone. He says, Hamechasa ani me Avram asher ani osa. He says, how could I hide from Avraham, you know, what I'm planning to do? Meaning, I have to keep him in the know. Avraham ho yo yeh legoy godol v'otzum v'nivruchu vol kol goye ha'arts. Avraham is going to be a big nation. And I have to keep him in the know. Ki yedativ, because I know l'man yasher yitzov ez bonov ez beis u'achra v'shamu derech Hashem v'asav stoku u'mishpat l'man havi Hashem ol Avram heis asher diber lo. Because I know that Avram Avinu is going to give over the Besorah. So Hashem is saying that I can't hide what I'm going to do with Sodom v'Amora from Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu is the ultimate person that's gonna give over the Mesorah. So there's a Chasam Sofer in the Shut Chasam Sofer where he discusses in the Hakdama Pituche Chotam. He discusses Avram Avinu. And look, he says, Beer Inyan, see in the second paragraph, page 6. No dolon mimam Hashem Yisbarach, ki yedatev l'man Hashem Yitzov es bonov es beso achor v'shamu derech Hashem. Yedatev, what does yedatev mean? Like Adam Yodo Aschava. It means intimacy, chiba. He says, why do I love Avram? Because he teaches the people. He keeps the Mesorah going. That says Avram v'kivram lavadoso. So he says that the main purpose of Avram Avinu is he keeps the Mesorah going. So he doesn't say any other reason. Doesn't even say, I think he points out, or someone points out, maybe he points out here, or someone else points out, that it doesn't say that he was Baal Chesed, it doesn't say this, that he, this Nakuda, he dativ asher yitzav es bonov es beso acharav. And then he says a famous idea, the Chasam Sofer, on page 7. Nachzor l'inyaneinu, Omar Hashem Yisbarach, Hamechasa ani me'Avram, Heis asher ani osa. Ki yedativ l'man asher yitzov ez beso ez bono v'acharov. So he says, that Lachay Niralani is Daiti. That's Bavadaki Yayav Ravam Madrigas and Avush Galil of Dover Mishpar Shayasa Bumo Beir Plodi. In other words, if Avram Avinu was on the level of Nevuah, that he should know what's going on, so of course I'm going to tell him. So what's the Chiddush HaMechasani Me'Avram? The Chiddush is Avram Avinu, third line, last paragraph, Be'emes Lohigia El Madregas Nevuah Zo. That Avram Avinu wasn't on that Madrega. So really, by right, now, why wasn't he on that Madrega? You know why? Ki lo hayalo pnai lizbodir atzva machshavosol kasha nafso mi madregas nevuah kazu lefisher emutra tamid belibun hatalmidim. It was because he was giving to others. In other words, he could have been selfish and said, you know, I'm going to be misbodid and I'll get on higher spiritual planes. And he would be on the higher Madrega. So Hashem says like this, Avram Avinu really isn't that on that Madrega that I should reveal to him. But the only reason he's not on that Madrega is because he did it for me. He gave over my Mesorah, so he gave up of his own spiritual growth, L'man Kvodi. So how can I not? How can I not nonetheless reveal to him the Nevuah of Stone, even though he's not on that Madrega? And that's the idea, because Avram Avinu was this nekuda of giving over the Mesorah. And he said, the Kasha Glover on page 9, he says, Rishon Tchil Lenomar, Hey Yosu, Matzono Batorim, Yoni Pesach, Kama Po'omim Inyan Chinuch Habonim. He says, in the whole point of the Haggadah is Chinuch Habonim. Pesach is all about Chinuch. And that's why it works in very well. And Avram Avinu, who's the one, Laman Yidati, Vashay Yitzhaper, as Bonav, as Beso, and Acharov. That's why it says, Vigarata Labincha, Laman Tosaper, Beuzde Bincha, Vayaki Shalcha Bincha. All these things are all about Chinuch Habonim. That's what the Seder is about, to keep the Mesorah going. And that's what it says by Avram Avinu. L'man asher yitzoves bonaves beso acharav. Rabbi Chaim Packer, we were in the car together from Beis Ovel. So he said over, I think, a beautiful ha'ara that I never thought about before. He said, we say in the Seder, Bechol dor vador chayav adam liros hasatzmo ki hu yotzo b'mitzrayim. So Rabbi Packer asked the question, why does it say Bechol dor vador? What is a dor? Every generation. So a generation, it's like 20 years is another generation, right? You have a child, 20 years, it's already the next. But it's not Bechol dor vador. Every year we tell the Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, it's just a Bechol dor vador. So what does it say? It should say B'chol Shana V'Shana Chayav Adam L'Rosh Hatzmo. So Rabbi Packer said, and I think is very beautiful, that the point is, you're right, we say it every year, but the point of us saying it every year is that the next generation should receive that Mesorah. So it's not really a din in every year. It's we say it every year to get to that idea that the next generation will receive these traditions. And that's Bechol Dor Vador. Oh. So, okay. So, what are we trying to give over? Like Rabbi Penner spoke at the Sichas Musar, give over that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for us, etc. I think there's another idea here. The Pasuk in Shmos, page 10. It says, Vayimaru es chayehem b'avoda kosher b'chor mul v'veinim v'chol avoda v'soda eiz chol avodosim asher avdu v'hem b'farach. So, in Mitzrayim, we had avoda kosher, chomer, l'veinim, bricks, chol avoda v'soda, avodas parach. So the Zohar says an unbelievable thing. besides the simple reading Vayimaros Chayim Bavod Kosha Chomer Vulvenim, which literally means physical toil, making bricks and making buildings, etc., says the Zohar, Vayimaros Chayim Bavod Kosha Do Kasha Zekusha Vachomer Do Kal Vachomer Bilvenim Bilibun Halacha. This is quoted, the Eglay Tal quotes this in his Akdama. So it's interesting that the Zohar is explaining, besides the physical stones and work, it's referring to Akasha, Bavod Akasha, Akasha in learning. Chomer is the Kal Vachomer, and the Bilvenim is Libun Halacha. So what's the significance of this? So if you look in the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Puparov, Vechi Yosef, so he says over, part of it is a famous vort, but then he says over, I think, a twist that's maybe not as famous. We have the famous thing in the Haggadah Maaseh, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shum Subim B'Vnei Brak. V'im Sabrim B'Tziyas Mitzrayim Kol Oso Alaylo. So on the bottom of the page 12, Maaseh Rabbi Lezer, Kosev Adoni Avi Mori Rabbi Agudas Ezov, Shamati Mipek Kodosh. So he says over from one of his descendants, ancestors, Darabusa Bahani. What's the chiddush of these people, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva? So the famous vort, I've heard this vort as a child, but he's going to develop it. The famous tzara shava between all these five tanoim. That none of their forefathers were part of the physical labor. So Rabbi Lozer Haya Kohen, right? He was a Kohen, so we know the Shevet Levi wasn't in the Shibud. Skip a line. Rabbi Yeshua Levi Havi, so also Shevet Levi. So also not. Rabbi Tarfon was also a Kohen. V'chein Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kedis Peg by Sashani, Shoshavit Levi, and Rabbi Akiva was the son of Gerim. And say the chiddush is, even though these five people did not have forefathers that were in the Shibud, they still were Mesaprim Mitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so that I've heard as a child, this vort. But now he's going to give over an insight. So what's the point? I remember years ago, Rav Mordechai Elephant was here. Rav Mordechai Elephant, I don't know if you heard of him. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Itri. That was a famous yeshiva. It still exists, but a famous yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Itri. And he came, we spoke once in Rabbi Shechter's Kolom many years ago. He said over from the Brisker Rav, Mimitzrayim Galtanu Mibes Avodim Pedisonu. So he said, the Brisker Rav says, the difference between Geula and Pidyon. Pidyon is an abstract thing. Geula means you are physically enslaved and now you're free. Pidyon is like Pidyon Yepodech Hektish. It's an abstract idea. So what's pidyon? It means that not only we were enslaved in Egypt physically, but our neshamas were enslaved. We didn't have any appreciation of ruchnius in Mitzrayim because it was a community that was totally physical, totally malezima. So it was a double Geula. It was a Geula and a Pidyon. Mimitzrayim Galtanu Beisavod and Pidyonu. That I remember him saying many years ago. So he says like this: Yesh Levaya in Yonenu De Beemes Kam Shifto Shal Levi Hirgishu Ashibud. He says, what's the pshat? There was no shibud. So I have a whole thing. You should look in my sefer in Shmos. Rav Geli once told me a beautiful explanation from Rav Yonis at Eibschitz. I'll tell it to you very quickly. I wasn't planning to say it, but you can look in the sefer. And that was, why did they not want Shevet Levi to work in Egypt? It's because they knew that the Goel of Klal Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu would come from Shevet Levi. So they figured that the only way to prevent him from being the Goel is if he can't feel the problem, then he's not going to rise to be the Redeemer, because he doesn't feel there's a problem. So if the Shevet Levi is off the hook, they're not going to feel it. But little did he know, Paro, that for Moshe Rabbeinu, when another Jew was in pain, he felt that same pain. So having him not work wasn't a solution to not you know, rising to the occasion, because Moshe Rabbeinu had that midah of no se ba'olim chavero, that when someone else was in pain, he was in pain. You can look at my sefer in Shmos, maybe it's in Va'era, whatever, that word. I say Rav Geli said over once at the table. So he says, you know what? He says a different word here. He says the Shevet of Levi also felt the shibud, hirgishu shibud. But lo shibud binyanei haguf kmo shar shvatim el binyanei hanefesh. But they felt the shibud in the spiritual shibud. Chol zman shehayu be'eretz Yisrael. Because when you're in Eretz Yisrael, b'kal hayu yicholim levar shmaitz al libid hilchasa. Right? Because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, it's a mistake. It shouldn't say nun chesam beis, kuf nun chesam beis. Kuf nun chesam beis. Havir at Eretz Yisrael, machkim. So when you're in Eretz Yisrael, your kedusha, the ruchnias is oozing in. But when they came to Mitzrayim, malkum tum of Eretz of Arts, nistamu einem v'libam. Ekasha haya aleim v'hamik sichlam b'torah. So he says, was that move on Mamshim Ruch Hazal, Shevet Levi lo yum mishubadim? So what does it mean? I thought everyone, there was the priest being absorbed, everyone had to be in Golis. So he says a beautiful idea. That the other tribes, if you don't appreciate Ruchnius, then when you don't have it, you don't feel deprived, because you don't appreciate it. So by Shevet Levi, they appreciate Ruchnius. So by not having Ruchnius, that was enough to have a Kiyum of Golos. But the other tribes who didn't appreciate it as much, that wouldn't have been enough, so they had to have physical labor. They had to have physical labor. So they could feel. So now he says beautifully, that's pshat in the Zohar. You see, I never appreciated the Zohar till I read this Vayichi Yosef. What's the pshat? Vayimaros chayayim bavod akasha b'chom rovim. So he says, for some people, it was kipshuto. The Iker Golos was the physical labor of Avodah Kasha, Chomer, Vilvenim. But for Shevet Levi, Vayimaros Chayeim Zokusha, that they didn't have that same geshmak of their learning. Chomer is the Kal V'Chomer. Vilvenim is the Libud Halacha. They couldn't be Malabi in the Halacha the way they used to. So they fulfilled the Golos of the Shibud in a spiritual way. V'yezeh yesh bottom lines, three lines. Hazar HaKadosh, v'yimaros chayeyim, b'avod d'kosher b'chomer l'veinim, b'avod d'kosher d'kusha, b'chomer z'kha v'chomer, b'veinim z'libud halacha. B'chol avodos ha'pasodos ha'braisa. Yesh l'farish ta'apshat, ta'adrash olim mikone echad. The Shevet Levi, avshalon shtabdu, beguf, mikol mokom nafsham ha'isa b'shibud. So they fulfilled the Shibud with that. And the others, who couldn't appreciate Ruchnius, they had to fulfill Shibud Mitzrayim with real. So everyone was in Shibud Mitzrayim, but it was a two parallel Shibudim, and that was what Rav Mordechai Elfin said over from the, even though I don't know if he had this in mind, but we're sitting good with that brisker of Mitzrayim Galtanum based over the Pidisano. Oh, so now I'm going to say over. Those are maybe in my regular shiur heard me say this over, but I'm going to say this over, and now I'm going to tie it into the Haggadah Shel Pesach. This is like my favorite word from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. But I'm going to say it over with a new twist. But first you have to hear the old word, then you can understand the new twist. And then we'll go back to one other piece in the Vayichi Yosef, and then that'll be the point. Okay? So again, so Avram Avinu, again, Pesach is Avram Avinu because he gives the Masorah over, and that's what Pesach is about. He got to Labincha, and that's what the Torah says. Pesach is Avram Avinu, and Hamchasanim Avram Ki Dativ L'Mana Sheitzav Es Beso, and that's what Pesach is all about. So perhaps the giving over at the Seder, besides what Rabbi Penner discussed, the Nisim and the Nifloso of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the importance of the Masorah and the importance of our spiritual tradition. So there is a word from the Toldos that I'm telling you over now. And then we'll tie it in. You'll see the whole Seder, I think, revolves around this word. And you'll see why in a second. Page 15. Vayom Hashem al Moshe v'tei yotcha al ha-shamayim v'choshech al eretz v'tzvayim v'yomesh choshech. We'll say over. My favorite Toldos, if you've never heard it. Page 15 we're holding by. Okay. It's choshech. Vayet Moshe es yado la-shamayim. He brings down choshech. 3 days. Page 17. Lor ish is hachi v'lokom u ish mitachtov shloshes yomim v'lokom b'nei Yisrael ha-ya'or b'moshvosom. So the Baal told us, says the Kasha like this. He says, first of all, what does it mean Itei Yodcha al Shamayim? What exactly was he doing? Mm-hmm. And it's funny that by the other Makas, he points out, it just says the Mitzrim had Dam, the Mitzrim had Tzvardeya. But it doesn't say, and we didn't. It's obvious. They had Dam, we didn't. Because the Makas was from them. Here, it goes out and saying, Ulechol B'nei Yisrael Hayo Or B'moshvosam. Of course, if they had Choshech, we had Or. Oh. So Zohar told us, I think I always say that this is the whole yisod of yeshiva education. And then I'll explain to you how it's the yisod of the Seder. It says like this. What was the Chmakas Choshech? What was it? Here, page 21. Here's where it says it. And this is the Yisod. V'zeh bir ha-posach ha-nizkar le'el v'yomer Hashem el Moshe netei yodcha l'shamayim. Rotzo lomar, netei yodcha l'hamshich l'mata dvarim ruchnim. Shu al-shamayim. K'mo toru tefila. In other words, in a metaphysical way, Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing down a shefa of ruchnius. Obviously, it's a hard thing, you know, to conceptualize what that means. A ruchnius inspiration coming down. That's why Netei Yodcha L'Shamayim. So he says like this: V'zeva hi choshech al eretz Mitzrayim, because people who can't appreciate ruchnius, like, you get excited about a kasha from Rabbi Kiveger, but you show it to somebody who knows nothing about learning, nothing about, so he can't. He's dumbfounded why you're so excited about. You know, it seems like, right. In other words, if you don't have an appreciation for it, then for you it's just like if somebody who doesn't know anything about learning, you give him a Rabbi Kiveger, it's like choshech. It does not, you know, if your whole mahus is tanuge olam hazeh, so So that's what it is. It wasn't Or and Choshech that there was a Shefa Ruchni. So Bnei Yisrael, the Anshei Maila, who could appreciate it, Haya Or B'Moshevosam. The Egyptians, who couldn't appreciate it, that same Cheftza for one person was Or, for another person is Choshech. And that's what it means, the Gemara Nedarim on page 20. Right, what the Pasuk says, that the Pasuk in here. Page 18, the bottom left. So what is that idea? The same idea that he's developing. That this Shefa Ruchni, in other words, Ein bin Olam Hazel Olam Haba, that is this thing, that the Shemesh comes out, and for one person it's what? It's Or. Mm-hmm. For another person it's Choshech. That's what we said before you came, that the Zohar says, Vayimaros Chayeim Ba'avoda Kosher B'chol Merluv Veinu. Vayimaros Chayeim Ba'avoda Kosher Zakusha B'chol Merluv Veinu Zakal V'chomer. And Veinim Zay Libun Halacha. So he said that, so the Vayichi Yosef explains that we know that Levi wasn't in Shibud Mitzrayim. But the Bris Benim Sarim said everyone has to be in it. So the word is like this. For those that can appreciate, there were two Shibudim going on. There was the Shibud Haguf, physical labor, and then the fact that they were in Erves Mitzrayim, and it was a terrible atmosphere for Ruchnius. So Shevet Levi, who could appreciate Ruchnius, their Golos was Mekuyim through that they didn't have Libun Halacha, and they didn't have Kasha, and they didn't have this. The other people, who didn't appreciate anyway, so that's not a Golos for them. So then they needed Kipshuto, Bavoda Kasha, Bechomer, Uvelaveinim. So that's what Choshech, says the Toldos, says that's what Choshech is. That's what Choshech is. So Choshech was... So I always tell my Talmidim, you know, when you go to yeshiva, you know, of course, everyone, Bez Hashem, could always start learning. You could start learning when you're 70, you could start learning when you're 80. But if you had that education when you were younger to appreciate a Tosfos, to appreciate that, so then you get that, you could get that geschmack. But if you never had the foundations to build on, you never, you know, like my father always tells me, you have to educate your palate, you know, to you know, he wants me to eat, you know, vegetables and things. Educate your palate. So it's like educating your spiritual palate. In other words, you're not going to finish. The point in going to yeshiva is not to finish Kol HaTorah Kula, because that's a lifetime, Kulei Haivulai. But it gives you the tools. So that's the Or. Also, what does it have to do with the Seder besides Makas Choshech? So there's a famous Vilna Gaon in the Magen Shtana. Magen Shtana Halayla Zem Yikol Halaylos. So the way he explains it is normally mitzvahs, most mitzvahs are mitzvahs by Yom. Right? Mila, Lulav, Shofar. And all of a sudden, the night of the Pesach, the Ikir mitzvahs are Balayla. And he has a whole development in his Haggadah. So what's the idea? So the Sfarim point out, based on the Zohar, the Pasuk in Tehillim, page 22. Gam choshech lo yachshech mimecha v'layla kayom yo'ir kashecha ka'ora. And that's what the Zohar says on page 23. That v'layla kayom yo'ir, that night was layla kayom yo'ir. That light was a night of, that night was Kayom Yoyer. I saw the Satmar Rebbe's new Haggadah Levaron. He says, here's a whole thing. There were 36 hours of light, and that's the three matzahs, the, you know, Kohen Levi. So a whole thing he quotes there. And But Lailakim. So what's the idea of Lailakim? And that's why it's brought down, that when else do we ever have the concept of saying Hallel Balaila? Okay, there's a whole discussion whether you say it was say Hallel and Shul. That was a separate shiur I gave in the West Side. You can listen online. But even if you don't say Hallel and Shul, you say Hallel at the Seder. We never say Hallel at night. I mean, in the, you know, Yom Ha'atzmaut, some people have, you know, the Rabbanut, the Rabbi Gorin, whatever, but, you know, we usually, because they treat it Laila Kiyom. But Lamaisa, we don't have Laila, Hallel Balaila normally. But the Sfarim point out, because Laila Kiyom Yoy. So what's the idea? Besides maybe it's physical, but also the idea being that this is the night, Higadta Labincha, that we're trying to teach our children of the uniqueness and the value of the Mesorah, of our Torah, of our Ruchnius, and that's to bring. In other words, it's all about Chol Bnei Yisrael Hayor B'Moshvosam. Even though it was only the Makas Choshech, but that was the whole concept. That, and I told you, Reb Mordechai Elephant said over years ago when he came here, he says from the Brisker Rav, I told you, Mitzrayim Galtanu, Mibes Avodim Pidisonu. Geula is the Geulas Haguf. Pidyon is abstract, the Apod Hektish, because that was the Geula Haruchni. So the Fechi Yosef says, for some people, Mekayim Sheba Mitzrayim with the Gula Gashmi, and some people Mekayim with the Gula Ruchni. But that's the idea. Zeh Yom Asa Hashem Nagila Nismach Avol, as the Bnei Yisachar said, on the second, on page 26, second arrow, we said before, Hine Yadua Halayla Hazeh Hu Bechinas Yom. Dargit D'chura Al-Kain Halayla Hazeh V'lo Zos. Right, halayl hazeh, not halayl hazos. It's halayl hazeh. Gibgimatria, okay. Umim halal shalom. Zeh hayom asa Hashem. Right, it's only by yom nagil of nitzbuchavol. And that's the yisod. And that's what we have to try to give over to that, to the next generation. This Mesorah, this message, these values. And there was one other word in the Vayichi Yosef on page 12, that excitement to appreciate. So he says over Vayichi Yosef, Puparov, he says, Kol Amar Ben L'Saper. So what's this idea, Kol Amar Ben L'Saper? So look what he says. You tell an old story, you know, like somebody at the table wants to tell a story, you already heard it already 10 times, so, you know, okay, let them tell the story because they're new guests at the table, but you heard the story like up to here. But so how does it work? The teva bnei adam shem saperim dover shekvayadua mefursim mekatsrim. In other words, if you have to tell over something a 15th time, so you'll probably skip half the points just to finish it because you're already sick of it. Beinu dover chadash. Umchsaperim dover chadash umilsa de tamua shekira ata. When you're telling a new story over. So then, you're excited. She says like this: Before Befarshim, Achiluk the Chol Shana Mitzvah Hurak LaHaski Yitzis Ma'im Zikaron Ba'alma. To mention it, B'Layla Zeh Mitzvah Hu Lo Levad LaHaskir El Gam LaSaper HaInyan BeOrech. Ki B'Chol Shana Kasher Lios B'Chin Azul LaHargish Simcha Kilu Ata Ma'amish Yotzam Mitzrayim. B'Layla Zeh Tzrichim On Hakol LaHargish Simcha Kilu Ata Yotzam Mitzrayim. Okay, Tzarech La'arich B'Dvarim Yosef Yosef Shenidma Lo HaInyan Kedover Chadash. Achin espile harbe umsaper akol barichas dvarim kifnicha lo shoma azos adayim eolam. So the idea of being marich is because you have to have a freshness, and that is in the world of, you know, in the world of ruchnius, you can have something You have new Havana, the Torah so deep, there's always something new to think about. You know, the steak is the same steak again and again and again. But and that's to appreciate that Ruchnias Ki'ilu with a Chiddush. That's why Chidushei Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechabev, Zohar says Chidushei Torah, and that appreciation. Ki'ilu Yotza. And we have to give over that message, that Mesorah. And that's, as Rabbi Neuberger said over once from Rabbi Friedler. Rabbi Friedler was Breuers, he had the shul in Muncie, he was in Toronto, the Rosh Yeshiva. He wrote the Sefer Yemei Shefer. So he said over, Rabbi Friedler said, you know, he said that he would encourage, and it's not always Shaykh, but encourage his girls in the seminaries, whatever, to marry Talmidei Chachamim. He says, why? Not because, included, you know, Talmud Torah is a great thing, but another idea, he said. Rabbi Neuberg said over from Rabbi Friedler that in life there's a lot of frustrations. You know, not everything goes the way we want it to go. There are frustrations. So Talmud Chacham has the kalim always to go back to his learning to get some Simchas Achayim. A person's not a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have that outlet, doesn't have that avenue, because he doesn't have that appreciation. He was never grew up with that. He never educated his palate that way. And that's the Yisod of Avraham Avinu, Ki Dativ L'man Yisaves Benov Beso, that's Yigar to L'Bincha, like the Kozhikova says. And that's the Mesorah. Lela Seir is Man L'Harochas Haruchnias. It's the time to give over that appreciation of the Ruchnias. So therefore, it's not only the Machas Choshech is Chol B'nei Yisrael Oyer B'Moshvosam, but the whole Seder night is Laila Kayom Yoyer. It's as a Bechina of Yom. It's a Bechina of Yom that we don't have any other night of the year. And Be'ez Hashem, that we should inculcate in ourselves, and Be'ez Hashem, those that have children or will have children, or their friends and their people at the Seder, to give over that message, that excitement, that spirituality. And Be'ez Hashem, that should give us a chashivas, and Be'ez Hashem, that should give us a tshuka as we end the Seder, that Adir Hu Yivne Beiso Bekarov, that the ultimate Ruchnias will come, but B'ez Mashiach would say, Tzkeinu, B'mheir of Yomi. Okay, go after Yair Menchel for encouraging me to give this shiur. Okay, those that want to come, I'll give another shiur at 2 o'clock. I mean, we're giving a halacha shiur at 1:15, but another agada shiur on Pesach at 2 o'clock. And we're having b'chinah well, in the Beis Medrash. Okay? Those that are taking b'chinahs, take your packets with you. Don't leave the packets on the table. Put it in your, you know.